This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi. Hey, this is going to be a little bit different. Hi, my name is Joey Kidney. Welcome to Young, Dumb, and 21. There is no intro. There is no nothing. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm having an anxiety attack right now, and I'm not trying to put a monetary value to this. I'm not trying to get views out of this. I'm not trying to make anyone feel uncomfortable out of this. I'm not trying to put myself in an uncomfortable position. I'm filming on my iPhone right now, and I'm at Playlist Live in Orlando, Florida, and my mom's texting me, my friends at home are texting me, texts aren't going through, my ex is texting me, I'm in a very uncomfortable position, if I'm being honest with you. My room is a mess because I'm staying with my manager and his dog, and I don't like mess, and I'm freaking out, and nothing's going right. I just had a panel. And for mental health. And it was amazing. It was awesome. And I was sitting up there and I was so anxious. I was having this anxiety attack as I was sitting on this panel about mental health. And it was, you know, it's not something that you can always see. It's not something that you can visualize, or it's not something that's going to be physical. But I was sitting there, and especially when you drink coffee, coffee is so bad for anxiety because you're sitting there and you're like, you're shaking and you don't know if it's from the coffee or the caffeine or from just you. And you know, sometimes you really got to take a time to breathe. And then I knew that I had to get this podcast up, and I was freaking out. And I actually just met this girl. Her name is Jessie Page, if you guys know her from YouTube. She's just the sweetest human being in the entire world. And she kind of talks something similar to what I talk about. And I think that's amazing. And it kind of made me comfortable. I've never really met somebody who did what I did and been okay with it. And so meeting her was very nice, and she's so sweet. And, you know, when I'm meeting these YouTubers, a lot of them are very rude, very, like, desensitized and very just like, oh, I'm better than you. And when you meet somebody who doesn't necessarily just put that out there, and they actually treat you like a normal person, no matter what your subscriber numbers are, no matter what your views are or anything like that, it's truly refreshing, and I like it a lot. But right now, I'm about to go on stage in front of a couple thousand people and perform and do a bunch of stuff, and I'm very anxious right now. And I was supposed to get this podcast film with Matt, but he wasn't answering, and no hate to anyone. It's just, I'm freaking out right now, and I felt like I needed to get this out, and I think this is a good idea because, one, it's very therapeutic for me right now, and I don't really know what I'm saying. I'm going to be honest with you. I can't remember what I said a couple sentences ago because of this is an anxiety attack, and I'm pacing in my room. If you're watching on YouTube, you can tell that I'm walking around this messy-ass room, and I don't know what the hell's happening, and I'm not trying to just film it because it's a popular thing right now. And that's the biggest thing I said on my panel, is just like, listen, depression and anxiety have kind of become a trend right now, and I hate it, and I gave very unpopular opinions, and I think at the end of it, all the panelists came up to me and they said, hey, Joey, we love what you said. And I was like, oh, thank you. They're just like, you literally started off with saying, I'm going to say an unpopular opinion. That's totally different than what everyone else was saying. I was like, oh, wow, thank you. I'm just like, I'm so done with being this fake human being. Like, this shit sometimes sucks. Like last night I had another anxiety attack, and this environment for me, last year I was with someone who I was very close with, and then I was also with my boys, and there no one's here, and I don't really know anyone. It's just me this year, and it's kind of conflicting. And I had a meet and greet with my old tour last year, and I'm going on stage with them, or this year, and I'm going on stage with them again. And there was a lot of you guys, a lot of fans came up to meet me, and you guys, I feel like I should have had my own. I should have had my own meetup, because not saying that I can get so many people, but it's just, I'm saying like, it's a totally different audience. And I feel like you guys wanted to be personal with me, and I just want to be personal with you guys. And I feel like, I don't know, I'm super stressed. I'm just saying a bunch of things, but this is what's going through my mind right now. I'm just in a very uncomfortable position. And yesterday I people came up to me and they kind of just swarmed me, and they're like, hey, let's get a picture. And I was like, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm very anxious right now, and I'm not comfortable. If we can just talk, that's cool. And they're like, no, let's sit down and let's talk about it. Are you okay? And I was like, I don't want you to change because I'm being anxious right now. That's not what I want you to do at all. Like that, don't change and be like, okay, let's treat this guy like he's sick. That's never what you should do. You should definitely comfort somebody, but don't be like, okay, here's the problem. Let's talk about it. And you know, it's a lot to deal with. Somebody's having an anxiety attack, just make them comfortable, be yourself, breathe, tell them, remind them that everything is going to be okay. But don't say that. Don't say, oh, everything's going to be okay, because that's saying that something is wrong when it's not wrong. It's not wrong to have an anxiety attack. It's not wrong to feel sad. It's not wrong to feel anything. It's okay. It's your feelings. Everyone has them differently. And last night some girl came up to me. I'm not going to share her story, but she told my friend Matt something very personal, and he didn't know how to handle it, because he's a musician, and you know, I'm not saying that he doesn't know, but I talk to people every single day about their problems. And she said something very, very simple, and I just, you know, as much as you can be soft and you can be nice and you can be kind, I kind of just cut the bullshit, and I was like, are you getting help? Let's solve this right now. I recommend a counselor. I'm not going to cure your problems, and saying that it's going to get better isn't going to cure them either. Yeah, it's going to be nice, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to be there for you. But understand that you need to go get help. You need to appreciate the people that you have in your life right now. And I think that we're so scared right now on social media to say whatever we want to say, because we always think like, oh, what is this person going to think? But guys, stop being butthurt. Like my last podcast was, don't be a bitch about it. Literally, because if you have something on your mind, say it. And don't just say it because you think it's going to be bad and people are going to get a reaction. Say it because you believe it. Say it because you were raised that way. It's what you believe in. And I think that's all I have to say right now, because I feel like I'm about to say something very wrong. And my brain's not working. And I know that kind of just contradicts with what I just said. My brain's not really working right now. But I just wanted to show you, like, everyone has different anxiety attacks. And this is kind of like what mine is like right now. And it's my mind just going crazy and crazy and crazy. And I'm alone. And that doesn't help me, because I'm going to sit here and I'm going to edit this and I'm going to be even more crazy and crazy and crazy. And you guys are going to be listening to this and you're going to be tweeting me and be like, oh my God, I'm here for you. I love you. Blah, blah, blah. And that's not what I want. I want you to watch this and just understand. Try to understand whether your friend has anxiety or you have anxiety. Sit here and take this in. Take it in that we are human. Take it in that it's okay to not be okay, but take it in that it's okay to be happy as well. I have this huge problem that when I'm happy, when I'm feeling happy, I feel like I can't. I feel guilty for being happy, and it's okay. And it's okay to feel anxious. It's okay to just feel. Right now, we're so caught up in like, oh my God, am I allowed to feel this? Am I allowed to feel this? I should be feeling. Shut up. Stop it. Stop right now. Live your life. And if you don't think you're living it right, change it. And if you don't know how, sit down and write it down. Sit down, get it out, record your own podcast, take out a camera, take out a memo, write on a pad, do whatever, sit down, go for a walk, drink coffee, whatever it is you need to do to self-discover yourself, what the hell am I saying? To discover yourself, do it. And so I don't want you to look at me on this video or on this podcast or hearing me and thinking that I'm just an exhibit in a museum. Like, oh my God, this is different. I haven't seen this. Don't do that. Look at me. Try to understand me. Read the description beside my name. Read what is happening. Listen to what I'm saying. And I'm not saying this because I think it's going to help a million people. I'm not saying this because I want you to hit that like button. I'm saying this because this is my real life. I'm saying this because maybe my life can help someone. But I'm not saying that this is the right answer in any means. I will say something dumb. I will say something wrong. I am this imperfect person. Perfect person. I am the most perfect me there is. But I am not the perfect person. Please understand that. And understand that if you see somebody pacing around the room with anxiety, don't tell them to stop pacing. My friends always see me pace, and at first they were like, Joey, stop pacing, it's annoying. Do you know what it's like to just stop your motor function, stop your brain from turning, stop your body? You know when you hear your friend moving their leg in class and it's like going up and down and it's making that noise and you're like, stop, I get it, it's annoying, this sound's annoying you, but don't tell them to stop moving. Tell them, hey, can you just move your leg a little bit? And you can keep doing it, just like, it's just a little, that's fine to say that. But understand that people are going to feel things. People feel things. People get anxious. When you ask somebody how they're doing, actually ask them or don't say anything at all. And that's the biggest thing. So please, do not listen to this. Do not watch this like I am just something that is interesting to you. Just try to understand this. Try to sit here and hear my voice or watch this video and understand what I'm saying. Understand where I'm coming from. And you can write this down. You can record this. You can save this. You can do whatever you want with this. And if you're in the same situation as me right now, where you're walking around a hotel room in Orlando, Florida, with thousands of people outside your window ready to meet you, yet you're scared to walk out. Not because you're scared of them. You're scared of yourself. How you're going to act. How you are going to impress somebody, if you're going to make them happy, if you're going to live up to the expectations. And again, it's not anything to do with the people that are outside waiting for you. It's to do with that other person inside of your head, that alter ego inside of your head that's saying you can't do it. Understand that even if it's like a meet and greet, or if it's who, or it's your friend meeting other people, people are going to change and people are going to feel uncomfortable in certain positions. And at a meet and greet, you have to understand that for 400 people that we're meeting, that's 400 different people, 400 different personalities. So many pairs of eyes that are different, seeing different things every single day, ears that are hearing different things every single day, and minds that have different opinions, hearts that beat differently. And we have to cater to each one. Not cater. Cater is the wrong word. But we have to talk to each and every one and try to make the best day we can. And I'm going to be honest with you. I may not make your day. But I'm here to make my own. And if you're here to experience that with me, I'd love for you guys to join me on my journey. And I know this is a bunch of contradicting phrases, but that's kind of what happens when your head's just going. And you second guess yourself. And I realize this might not make sense, so I'm going to end this now. But hey, guys, thank you so much for listening. I'm sorry I don't have a real podcast. Things are just crazy right now. But I love you guys. The merch is amazing. You guys are loving it. The merch is still on sale if you guys want to go get it. I'm not just trying to plug right now. I'm just saying if you want it, it's there. The song Milestone that I wrote with my friend Matt Walden, which we were going to talk about on a podcast today, but I don't know where he is. That is now out, too, if you guys want to go check that out. This podcast isn't going to be EQ'd. It's just going to go up. So I apologize if it sounds really bad. This is coming from my iPhone. Just because I didn't bring my stuff. It was dumb. And anyways, I love you guys very much. Stay you. Stay beautiful. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll talk to you guys. I'll talk to you guys in a week. I'm okay, by the way. I'm okay. I'm very happy. But I'm just anxious right now. All right. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.